It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
And in studio today, Jennifer Barta, Executive Director, Director of Saving Grace Humane Society. Good morning.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
So you are getting ready for your biggest event of the year.
Yes. It's our most critical fundraiser of the year called Pause for a Cause.
And tell us when it's coming up, where it is, and all that.
Yeah, it's September 19th at 5 p.m., and it's going to be at Melrose Vineyard. And we're super excited. We've been having it there the last few years. So we have tickets on sale now on the at the website.
And what happens in the course of the evening?
So we have wine and dinner, some amazing live and silent auction items, things like dinners and experiences, 2 tons of hay, because we know lots of people out there need hay. You can have your pet's picture on your very own reserve wine, which is really exciting, and local experiences, cat and dog baskets, massage facial things, lots of Roseburg experiences.
Wow, and hay.
Yes, people love the hay.
I have dealt with a lot of fundraisers, and hay has never been a part of one.
2 tons of hay, and it will show up, and it can be taken to your house.
Okay, well, hopefully the right person bids on it. I have no idea what I would do with that. But okay, so the point to all this, though, is kind of the serious need for saving grace.
Yes, and so we're really excited to have this fundraiser each year, and this one's presented by Aviva Health. And then our secondary sponsors, prime sponsors, Cheryl and Alan Ford, Lauren Young Tire Center, Mahalo Heating and Cooling, and Neil and Company. And they've been great supporters of us, but we really can't do it without our community. This is really how we survive, is the fundraising for things like this.
Talk about the challenges of saving grace. Every day you show up and you don't know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, every day is a new day. As many people know, we do have a county contract where we take stray dogs. And so that's why microchips, of course, are so important. But every day is a surprise. And, you know, it costs us about $1.4 million to operate each year. And people think, oh, you have all this funding. Only 9% of our funding comes from that county contract. So everything beyond that is relying on the community, our supporters near and far, who really help us make every single day happen and feed the dogs and care for the dogs and the cats. So,
are you still seeing an increase in the amount of animals coming in?
Every day. I mean, it can be, you know, just like the other day where we received 17 dogs from a seizure, and we're only supposed to house 30 dogs in house at a time. So that's a huge thing to take on. You know, cats, community cats. And so there's just, every day is a surprise. Kittens, it's kitten season. And so we have over 100 kittens and cats in foster currently at the moment.
Wow, and if you didn't have that foster availability.
Oh, we wouldn't survive. So we really rely heavily on our fosters. And you know, those fosters, we're always looking for more. They really help feed the animals too, because if we had to pay for every single thing for the fosters, it would be challenging. But we do provide food and, you know, blankets and crates and anything you need to be a foster parent. So sign up, because our website, you can get on our website and sign up.
And if you sign up to do that, I mean, can you specify a cat or a dog?
Oh, of course. You can tell us what you're able to foster, because we really want that to go well in your home. And, you know, you can have a litter of kittens. You can have kittens with mom, a dog. We're always looking for more people to foster large breed dogs, because not a lot of people can take that on.
What is the perhaps most unusual animal you have right now?
Right now, a guinea pig. Every once in a while, we'll get pigs that have escaped from their houses, goats. We had a bat visitor the other day, and thankfully the wildlife rescue came and helped with that.
The bat, though, was not like a designated...
Not supposed to be inside.
Right. Everybody, all the animals are trying to get in.
Exactly. They want to be there. It's a great place.
Wow. Talk about the atmosphere there. How do you keep all these animals, you know, in a relatively small space yet functioning okay?
It's the amazing staff and volunteers we have, honestly. We all work very hard, long hours, but because we have amazing people who give everything and really take care of the animals, then we're able to house them and care for them and not have too many at one time. That's one of the biggest things is when you get overcrowded, you can't properly care for the animals. They get sick, and then it's just not a great situation for the people or the animals.
Well, and just think about being at a maybe a family reunion where there are too many people,
yes.
You know, and
how stressful.
Well,
yeah.
And it doesn't matter if everybody's getting along fine. There's just in that small space, there's too many people.
Yeah, too many people. And then, you know, not everyone actually gets along. So and then you get stressed out being in a small kennel for a very long time. The less animals, the quicker they actually get adopted.
Yeah, and I think a long time ago, I didn't really think about the mental health aspect mm-hmm. of the animals. It's just, okay, the cat, the dog is mm-hmm. being cared for, it's getting food, it's getting some attention, but it's not the same mm-hmm. as being in a home by
no.
far.
No, there's so much stimulation in a home, and when they're in a small space, sometimes they can go a little, you know, kind of start to lose their mind a little bit, like I would. So we want to get them into a home as quickly as possible.
All right. So all of that, among the reasons that you are doing this, and you hope to raise a lot of money.
We really hope so. So please come out, support us, bring your friends, buy a table. We have lots of wonderful auction items. So get the tickets before they sell out.
All right, Niv, how do people get the tickets?
On our website. It'll pop up right when you first click on our website for our fundraiser.
All right, that is happening September 19th, Belrose Vineyards. Anything else people should know?
No, just we always are looking for more volunteers. And if you can foster, we'd love to have you.
Jennifer Barta, Executive Director of Saving Grace Humane Society, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the morning report.